The top stories on ABC News. The opposition leader Bill Shorten has announced Labor will establish an anti-corruption watchdog within its first year of government if it's elected. Mr. Shorten says a National Integrity Commission would have similar powers to a standing Royal Commission and investigate alleged systemic corruption in the public sector. The commission would make findings of fact and refer cases to federal prosecutors when appropriate. The corporate watchdog has begun legal action against the Commonwealth Bank, alleging involvement in rigging a key market interest rate. ASIC is alleging unconscionable conduct and market manipulation in relation to CBA's involvement in setting the bank bill swap reference rate between January 31 and October and the end of October in 2012. The convicted rapist found guilty of murdering missing West Australian teenager Hayley Dodd has been sentenced to life in prison. Last week, a court found 61-year-old Francis John Walk lured the 17-year-old into his car in WA's Wheatbelt region in July 1999 and murdered her in a sexually motivated attack. Her body has never been found. And Australia's all-time leading golf scorer Tim Cahill is going back to where it all began, rejoining English Championship side Millwall as he seeks to return to regular football in the run-up to the World Cup. Cahill played 217 matches with the club between 1998 and 2004 before leaving for Everton and the Premier League.